DeMone historically has had problems since he started running for public office back in 2005, and I chronicled those problems in a story when I was with the Buffalo News a little bit more than 2 years ago. He promised he was going to get his act together and file things on time. His record since then has improved, but he still is having some significant problems with his committee to elect DeMone Smith that he uses to run for common counsel. There's two different kinds of files that that candidates are required to submit to the Board of Elections. There's twice a year kind of periodic reports, which he's done a reasonably good job at for the most part. Most of them in the last 2 years. There's one that was filed very late. The rest were all filed within a couple days of the required deadline. But he's also candidates, when they run, the year they run for election or reelection, are required to file three reports for the primary and three reports for the general election. He has failed to file those. So he's batting, so roughly in the last 2.5 years, roughly half of them, half the required files, he submitted more or less on time. The other half he has not filed at all. He's also a treasurer of a separate committee, a campaign committee that was formed to support candidates for Democratic committee races. And he's only filed, as treasurer, he's only filed one of three required reports. And the one he did file, he submitted months late. So between the two committees, the Board of Elections has filed close to $3,000 in judgments over the years, and his committees have not paid any of the judgments.
And he really hasn't given reason why.
You know, he was of the belief with his own campaign committee that the filings, the six filings for last year, had been submitted on time. That's what he told me. But when I went back and checked with the Board of Elections, in fact, his committee attempted to file the reports all at once in December, but it was in some cases up to 4 months beyond the deadline. So, and his committee, you know, failed to, you know, there was some sort of technical glitch and the filing didn't go through. But even if they had, you know, we'd be talking about not six reports that haven't been filed. We'd be talking about six reports that were filed up to 4 months late in some cases. So in either case, his committee failed badly last year to meet the deadlines. And in the case of the other committee in support of candidates running for Democratic committee posts, his thinking is that, well, you know, we ran the campaigns for committeemen, and when it was over, the committee was no longer active. But under state election law, you still need to file reports, or if the committee's basically out of business, you need to basically, file the paperwork with the board to say we're out of business, we're not active anymore. And he failed to do that as well.
What is the Common Council leadership saying about this?
Well, I talked to the council president on this the other day, Rich Fontana. You know, Rich basically says, we've all got to file our stuff on time. I'll talk to DeMone and see what I can do to help him straighten these problems out. Fontana's predecessor, Dave Franczak, is very critical of Smith. And, Franczak is basically saying, this is part of a pattern, and we shouldn't have people in leadership positions that continue to display this kind of behavior. It's noteworthy, I think. DeMone Smith is not only majority leader of the Common Council, he's chairman of the Council's Budget Committee and also chairman of the Council's Education Committee.